الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن الذين كفروا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون ألم يأن الذين آمنوا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, I recited an ayat from Surah Hadid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would firm warning to everyone who got iman not to make mistakes that the people before have done, that they went against the teaching of Allah and the teaching of the Nabis of that time. And they began to commit sin openly. The outcome was that the heart was difficult thereafter to accept the truth. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, has the time not yet come for those who got iman? Look how Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us. Look at the love, the concern Allah has for a person who got iman. If you only know Allah Ta'ala, how kind He is to those who got iman, how He is most affectionate to a person who got iman, how He is most beloving to a person who got iman, that person there, when he listens to the command of Allah Ta'ala, he will not do anything against the command. أَنْتَخْشَ قُلُومُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not yet come for those to bow down toward the command of Allah? Like a father seeing a child or the mother seeing a child, when a child begins to do all the wrong things in this world, the father speaks to the child, what's wrong with you? When your eyes gonna open? How long are you gonna carry on doing what you're doing? Do you know what is happening to your life? You're actually wasting your life. The father and mother tries to explain to the child to that extent where there, if the child opens his mind and eyes, it'll be good for him. And if he does not open his eyes and mind, then when will he? أَنْتَخْشَ قُلُوم لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْتَخْشَ قُلُوم لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When your eyes will open, that you bow down towards the command of Allah, towards the advice of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. And do not become like the people of the books. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us how the people of the books were. How they behaved with the Nabis of that time. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. For a very long time, any kind of advice was given to them, any kind of reminder was given to them, they were not prepared to accept, because for a very long time they continued committing the sin all the time. And they showed disrespect to the Nabis of that for a very long time. The result of it, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. The day after, the hearts became so hard to accept the truth to that extent, thereafter it was difficult for them for the iman to go into the hearts. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. That's why most of them today are kuffars, kafirins, non-believers. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those who are sinners, not the nonsense. Those people who kept away from sins, who tried their level best to keep away from sins. They tried their level best to bow down to every command of Allah. They tried their level best to fulfill every sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were not in part of this. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the people who got iman. People who got iman, the few qualities Allah Ta'ala is speaking in the Quran about.
Remember one thing, a mu'min is he who bows down to every command of Allah. You must have this in your mind, who is a true mu'min. A true mu'min is he who bows down to every command of Allah Ta'ala and has a fear of Allah all the time. The qualities Allah Ta'ala is speaking in the Quran, before that we mentioned, to know that every command you bow down, not those things which you enjoy doing, you accept it wholeheartedly, and those things which not enjoy, not accept, that is not a true mu'min. Mu'min is a person who bow down to every command, whether he loves it or does not love it, he enjoys doing it because Allah's command it is. He will not ask this question, why and what. He says, Amanna wa sadaqna, I bow down. Qal aslamtu li rabbil alamin. He submits himself to every command. So in the Quran, as innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukira Allah wajilat qulubuhum. Different places Allah Ta'ala is speaking about a mu'min, what qualities he's supposed to have in us. Khuda kare, this quality must come into us. Because qualities of Allah must come into us is most important. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُ. When the Quran is being recited, the fear comes into his heart, he begins to shiver. He begins to shiver, fear comes in. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And his heart begins to shiver. وَإِذَا تُلْيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ. When the Quran is being recited in front of him, زَادَتُمْ إِمَانًا. The nur is coming to his heart, increase all the time. Iman is being increased all the time. More and more. So everyone's Iman not the same. Everyone's Iman not the same. They may be sitting together with you, yeah. But do not think that everyone's Iman is the same. Everyone's Iman is different. Some is very high, some is low. But you cannot make it out because that is something Allah hidden for. It's between him and Allah Ta'ala. Zadatum imana, that was the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the time when Nabi Karim made announcement for people to bring poverty, whatever you can bring, we're going on in jihad, we need goods. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, I'll show today Abu Bakr who I am. And Abu Bakr came. Umar came to Nabi Karim. What did you bring, Umar? Ya Rasulullah. I left half the home at home and half here abroad. MashaAllah, very great thing that is. Now you and I cannot do that. Then come Abu Bakr Siddiq. Ya Abu Bakr, what did you bring? Ya Rasul, I brought the whole house to you. Everything I brought, the two things I left in the house, Allah and Rasulullah. So Iman is something that we cannot see. That everyone Iman is not the same. Some have that Iman of that kind that can do certain things and Allah gives them that. But our Iman is so weak that we have to take a lot of precautions, you know. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the emperor sent some gift for him, and one of the gifts that was that poison, you know poison? If you spray on the people, they'll die straight away. So what did you think he did? In front of the Sahaba Ikram, he took the poison, he says, let me drink this poison. Because the biggest enemy is my nafs. I must fight my nafs. There's no one more bigger enemy than them. Because the Sahaba Ikram, when they had no enemies. Whatever enemies they had was the insider enemy. I must fight my nafs. My nafs is telling me not to talk to that Muslim brother. I must fight that. My nafs is telling me not to talk to this person. Everything what the enemy was not anyone else beside the nafs. But as Umar radiallahu anhu, nafs, the enemy was of that kind, that nafs, he said, you want to drink that. Sahaba, they worried. Ya Allah, what will happen? If the poison of that kind, if you take poison, what will happen? Your life goes. As Umar radiallahu anhu, Bismillahir Rahman, he drank it. Now you and I are going to do that. So the Imam of Umar, the Sahaba was very shocked, worried what's going to happen. And as Umar at that time, he was perspiring and sweating too. But Iman was that time, Ya Allah, nothing can happen without your permission. So everyone's Iman is of this kind. Like in this epidemic, whatever happening to, everyone's Iman is different. Some are very weak, like where we are. Some are very strong, they can do without. So we cannot weigh anyone. We are weak, we must do the right means. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجَدُ زَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Time does not allow me to speak, but there's few things that is mentioned. How much trust you must have in Allah Ta'ala, your iman must be of that kind. The iman must be of that kind, that you show Allah Ta'ala, I'm weak. You show Allah Ta'ala, I'm weak. They were of that caliber, they were given in the world, radiyallahu anhu wa radu an. Allah was happy with them, Allah is with them, they were happy. But we have to show Allah Ta'ala, we are humble, ya Allah, we are very weak, we can't wait. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, a person who got iman, he'll have tawakkul on Allah and no one else. We must understand this, that any musibat, any difficulties, any hardships, any sickness, whatever comes upon us, is coming with the permission of Allah. No one can remove that permission, that difficulty and hardship, no matter the whole world get together to, if Allah does not want it to move. So you try, you must know this, your iman in Ya Allah, the sickness came, you brought it. And if you brought it, you know when to take it away. When you have this in your heart that you brought in, you know, take it away, then it becomes strong in you that nothing can happen without his permission. And the most important thing, that you will not use any wrong avenues and means to get rid of that. You will become very strong at heart that Allah is the one, that he will remove it when he decides to move. And when you know that Allah Ta'ala decides to move, that you not use any means will bring about any wrath of Allah, anger of Allah Ta'ala. You use the correct means to remove that. If a person is going to any difficulty in his business too, he'll use the correct means. He won't go to the bank and use the wrong means. Then that is now war with Allah Ta'ala. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Remember, when there's a war with Allah, then no one can come in between. So if a person going to any difficulties in his business also, if a person give him any kind of advice to go to the bank too, he will not miss, he will not do that, because he knows that is a war with Allah Ta'ala. And he knows Allah Ta'ala gave me this condition, he will remove that condition. But I must use the correct means. Sickness that you go through, my dear friend, no matter what sickness is coming, no matter, you know this sickness has come in, we must think to ourselves, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come, a sickness will come into your society that never been heard before. What's the reason for that? You can wear the mask, the means, all you can do, but the mere means is keep away from guna. The sin that is being become ripe, like immorality, is gone very open now. Lesbianship has become open, man to man, woman to woman. All that is happening openly, so what's going to happen then? Everything that we are doing, we're committing sin openly, then it's obvious that we commit sin openly. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a sickness will come, no matter, you never heard before in the ancient, never heard of that before. And Allah Ta'ala brought the whole world down to the ground. That the whole world gone to that extent that you cannot have any remedy for the sickness at all. 1 minute you think that everything is gone, the next minute Allah Ta'ala assure you that it had not been gone, it will only go when you come to me, hold my hands. I'll decide. So this is what it is. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. You have trust in Allah Ta'ala. And the person has it at heart that is only from Allah and only son, and knows that I'm going to use the correct means. And that link with Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong in his heart that he knows now that the only way this can be removed is dua. Dua. What dua can do, nothing else can do. What sadqa can do, what nothing else can do. Now you have to turn towards him, there's no other way. Turn, make dua in front of him, cry in front of Allah. When you make dua, you must have your heart and soul with Allah. When you make your dua with heart and soul, Allah listens to you very happily. Every moment you have to make dua, Ya Allah, I need dua, because that one time, dua is one ibadah that is no specific time for it. Any time you make dua, Allah will accept it. possibility that you're talking unnecessarily. If you tell talk with someone at that time, that the time was acceptance. If you turn toward him, how nice it was at that time. So dua, my Hazrat at home in Jalalabad, you know, my everyone, people coming in and out, coming in and out. Hazrat dua for my, he didn't say come Maghrib time. He didn't come Isha time. Allah Ta'ala aapko ye farmata. Allah Ta'ala. But he knows in heart of heart that time of acceptance is any time. We do not accept it. What must we do? While we're sitting down here too, you make dua, Allah accept your dua. There's specific time for dua, the acceptance that is there. But there are other duas also there that any time you make Allah's attention towards you today. While we're sitting here, Allah's attention may be especially upon us too now too. So when that person of that kind knows that anything that's happening to me, no matter what sickness or difficulty, hardship I'm going through, is coming from Allah and no one can remove that besides Allah, then he only turns to Allah to make dua. Then he knows Allah Ta'ala can change whatever he wants. As Allah brought this condition, Allah Ta'ala can change the condition. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. You know, there's three things or four things that Allah Ta'ala, that Nabi Karim has said, Allah Ta'ala said, I've completed it, I won't do it again. One is that your age. No matter how much you do dieting, no matter how much you go to gyms, no matter what you do, you can do whatever. What is written for you, you're going to die before. You won't die before, not after. Sulaiman a.s. when he asked Allah Ta'ala, he told you that when the Farista came to take his ruh, because when they come to a Nabi, they ask permission to take the ruh. Allah Ta'ala said the time is up for you to go. But never mind, your desire is to complete the Masjid al-Aqsa, I'll make sure your desire will be fulfilled. Sulaiman was standing with the asa there, the jinnats were building the mosque. While the mosque was completed, after the completion of the mosque, then Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he fell down, they realized that he passed away some time ago. Allah Ta'ala fulfills his desire. So one is that the time is up to die, no matter what it is, my dear friend, where you are, you'll die. Shah Wasiullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi should tell the people, what are you trying to tell me? You're going to put flowers on my grave, you won't put sand on my grave too. You talk, you're putting flowers, you won't put sand on my grave too. And he died in a ship, going for Hajj. Bare log ki baatein bare hoti hai. He passed to the ship. So one is that, second is your rizq. No matter how hard you work, what is written for you, you'll get it. One is you get the easy way, one get difficult way. If you keep Allah Ta'ala happy, Allah gives you the easy way, but what's written for you, you'll get that much too. But when you keep Allah happy, Allah keep you more happy. My dear friend, keep Allah happy. Keep Allah happy, Allah keep you very happy. The rizq you Allah Ta'ala give you, it is written for you, no matter who comes in the way, you will get what is written for you. Third is this much, the way you're going to get buried. Where you get buried? You can build your qabr here, you buy some else. Where your qabr is made for Allah Ta'ala. And one more is this much, you do not know where you Shaqi or you sa'id. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سَعُدُوا فَأَمَّا لَشَقُوا. The sa'id and shaqi is something which is very important in all our lives. And remember, no matter how good you're doing, no matter how good actions you are doing, no matter how good you are, no matter how much of keeping away from sins, do not have pride in you. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سَعِدُوا. So a person who is very good, sa'id, been blessed by Allah, he is very fortunate. And a person not blessed by Allah Ta'ala is blessed, unfortunate. But we do not know who is the unfortunate or who is the blessed one. The fear must be there. I'm reading my namaz, but I do not look down at anyone else. Possibility, I'm doing all the good deeds, but I don't know when I'm going to die with iman, whether I'm going to die with iman or not. No man can say that he's going to die with iman, but he must have the fear of iman. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi say, if a person wants his iman to remain with him, he must have three things in him. The fear that my iman will go away. The fear that is, my iman goes away. If you have the fear my iman will go away, you look after iman. Anything that you got money by you too, you got to fear that money goes away. What you'll do? Look after iman. So iman also, you got to fear my iman go away. You won't do anything. You won't say anything. You don't do anything which will take away the iman. Allah Almighty, Father. One is iman, one is kamil iman. Kamil iman, baghair hisab, jannat. So Imam Hanifa said, the most important thing is this mud that have the fear. That's why they say every morning when you wake up, my Hazrat to say, Alhamdulillah, the ahyana, ba'da ma'amatana, wa ilayhi nushur, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Freshen the iman. One friend of mine told me, you know, this la ilaha is written on top here. La ilaha is written on top here. So I said, if you do with a good intention, then there's good things in it. I said, when you read, write the la ilaha illallah, you must think to yourself that every moment you read that thing there, his iman becomes fresh. Read with la ilaha illallah, that your iman becomes fresh. Iman. Like a buzruk, you know, one day he told his murid, you build this window, your window in a house, for what? Hazrat, you know, some wind will come and get cool, and all. I said, kamal kar diya apne. Why didn't you think that, ya Allah, that through this window, wind will come there? The azan will be here that go to the mosque in namaz. Just change your iman, your intention, what can do. So everyone, if you put that la ilaha illallah in front of this intention, ya Allah, everyone will read this thing, they will refresh the iman. What a great achievement. So the qualities of iman is this, Madan Nabi said, it's a mu'min too, mu'min, you trust in Allah. And the greatest thing when he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, he knows, oh Allah, I did not do everything, you did everything. When a person begins to make dua, humility comes into him. When a person makes dua, humility comes, ya Allah, I did not do, you did do. In the hadith is mentioned, a person tells Allah Ta'ala, ya Allah, I read namaz. Allah Ta'ala, you did not read namaz, I made you read namaz. Another person, ya Allah, I did not read namaz, you made me read namaz. Allah said, no, you read namaz. I did not read namaz. Dekha. When you got humility in you, humbleness in Allah, you become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are two few qualities of a mu'min. Pakka ulaikum in haqqa. Alladhin yuqimuna salah. And establish salah. A true mu'min establish salah. Not any purpose, not any reason, not any motive that today I'm going through some difficulties. I got this sickness, I got that sickness. Let me run to the masjid. And once that sickness goes away, he goes away too. You know, I give you my own incident. I was teaching in the early days with Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Majid, Mawlana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was here. I should teach in the back here. So we had to come early to teach. That time I was young. So come early to teach. So while teaching, one person comes. So I was surprised. Came very early before us too. I said, Buzuk aage bhai. He sat around the corner making dua. And mashallah. 2-3 days he came. After that he came, Islam, I said, oh, matlab hai bichara. He said, what happened? He said, I got a problem, sir. I said, yeah, inshallah, Allah will remove the problem. Maybe 2-3 days after his problem got removed, he got removed too. His problem got removed, he got removed from the masjid too. Why? You came with a different motive. Come to the masjid because ya Allah want to meet you. Yadununa anna mulaqo rabbihim. Meet Allah Ta'ala. If everyone come with the intention to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not talk to any other Muslim. You look only talk to Allah Ta'ala. The fear will be there. If I talk to someone else, Allah turn away from me. When you go meet someone very important anywhere and you go talk to someone else, say, you came to meet that person, why came to talk to me? At that time you make sure you speak to this person fearing, if I came for this purpose now, if I turn away, that, and talk to someone else, he won't do the favor. What will you do? You only talk to him. You come here to beg Allah Ta'ala. You came to beg your favor. Turn to him and then respect the masjid. Then respect the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala expects you to. And when Allah Ta'ala respects you, you ask him whatever you want, Allah do it for you too. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I have said, Allah Ta'ala ham sab ko amal karne tawfiq naseeb. And no doubt this epidemic is around, we must take some precautions. Precautions mean not in the masjid. Read a namaz, thereafter go back. Not have any futile talks. In the masjid, you must not have futile talks.
But then after that, may duat Allah Ta'ala, as how the Buzugan didn't do when these kind of things happen. They always occupy themselves in keeping engaged with Allah Ta'ala and zikr and istighfar. In that way, Allah Ta'ala removes whatever waba, bala comes in. Allah Ta'ala, amal ka tawfiq nasib.